السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well. Today inshallah we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, and our lesson today is going to be from ayah number 111 to ayah number 115. Inshallah we'll start first with the recitation of these verses and then move on to the analysis and take a look at all of the tajweed that has occurred within these ayat. So we'll start first with our recitation from ayah 111. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ أوحيت إلى الحواريين أن آمنوا بي وبرسولي قالوا آمنا قالوا آمنا واشهد بأننا مسلمون إذ قال الحواريون يا عيسى بن مريم هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين قال يا عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 111 to ayah number 115. So we will go ahead and now look at the analysis of these ayat. Because we just completed the topic of mudud, we are going to spend a little bit of extra time on this topic specifically. So inshallah, we will try to spot all of these mudud and then try to remember the rules of all of these mudud as well. So if we can remember them by name, if not by name, then at least by the number of counts, how long it is supposed to be, and if it is fard, if it is wajib or not, to recite the full count that is required. So we're going to start from ayah 111. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ. So وَإِذْ here, ذَال is going to have رَخَاوَة, so make sure you do rest on this for a little bit. وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ أَوْ, this is going to be مَدْلِين. مَدْلِين, as we learned, is going to be مَدَّمَّة. It is a med that is 1.5. It is not a full 2-count med, but it is also not a 1-count med. It is going to be something a little bit in between. So it's going to be 1.5. And you will hear that sound of lean, that gentleness, that easing of the sound as we go from the fatha to the sukun. So for madlin, what we are looking for, a fatha followed by a waw or a ya with sukun. So here we do have that. We have the fatha followed by waw with sukun, and we will have that gentle lean. Oh. So you are kind of hearing that sound is easing into the waw. It is a gentle, soft sound. And this is going to be maddamma, which is 1.5 count. Haytu. Ha here is going to be from the middle of the throat. So do make sure you give it a little bit of that air. The air should be slightly warm because it is coming from the middle of the throat. And then here we have another madlin. So we have the fatha followed by ya with a sukun. Haytu. Haytu. So now you kind of hear that again, there is that gentleness, that ease. You are bringing that fatha and kind of rolling it down into the sukun. So this is maddamma, 1.5 madlin. Ila al-hawariyina. Ha again is going to be from the middle of the throat. Hawariyina. Wa is a 2-count med. This is med asli, med tabi'i. This is the natural type of med. Just a simple 2-count med. Hawariyina. Here we have a double ya. Ya has a shadda on this. And then also ya has a mad as well. Hawariyina. So make sure that you do give it that 2-count mad asli. And then also when we have ya with shadda, you will repeat it twice. There is going to be slight pressure applied from your tongue onto the roof of your mouth. Now you don't want to give it too much pressure. Otherwise it will begin to sound like a jim. So we don't want to say hawariyina. Jijina. Now this is starting like a jim. We don't want that jim sound, but do give it a little bit of pressure. Hawariyina. You will hear that yi. And this is going to come when you have your tongue pressed against the roof of your mouth. Again, not too much, but pressing a little bit to create that pressure and create that sound effect of the shadda. Again, not too much, otherwise it will sound like a jim. So we don't want to have too much pressure, but make sure that there is a little bit to emphasize that there is that shadda here. Ya is repeated twice, and then there is that 2-count med of ya afterwards, after this word as well. And then here, hawariyina an aminu. Noon here is going to have, idhar, noon sound is very clear. Give it some tawassut, rest on this for a little bit. An aminu. Rest anytime you have letter with sukun, make sure you give it that proper haq. Make sure you rest on it for a second. Not too long, just a little bit to make sure that you are able to fully articulate this letter. So here, we are not going to merge them together or, you know, rush on this. An aminu. An aminu. Rest on this. This is also going to create beautification within your recitation as well. Then in the next word, we have aminu. This is a 2-count med. A, mad asli, aminu. Again, 2-count med. Mad asli, natural med. B, wabi rasuli. So here, B is 2-count med. Wabi rasu is 2-count med. Li is 2-count med. So anytime you have 2-count meds, make sure that they are consistent. Make sure your 2-count meds are consistently the same length throughout. Okay, so we're going to be saying this 2-count meds. An aminu bi wa bi rasuli. A, 2-count. U, 2-count. E, 2-count. All of them should be the same number of counts. One should not be longer or shorter than the other. All of these are 2-count mudud. Also, as we are looking at the analysis of these ayat, if you would like to write down in your Quran with pencil, you can also do that as well. So in my own Quran, for all of these 2-count mad, I just write down a little 2. For 4-count mad, I write down 4. And for 6-count, I write down 6. This will also help you remember how long these mudud are meant to be. So if you would like to do that, you can also do that as we are covering analysis of these ayat. And then here, wabi rasuli, qalu amanna. Qa is a 2-count mad. Lu is a 4-count mad. This is going to be mad jaiz munfasil because the mad and the hamza are not within the same word. They are in separate words. So now this is going to be jaiz munfasil. It is jaiz to recite in certain recitations. You do not have to make the full 4 counts. In the recitation of Hafs and Asim, we will do 4 counts. But for other recitations, just be aware that there is the possibility of making this less than 4 counts. You can read this as 2 counts in other recitations, not in Hafs and Asim. So for this one, you can write down a little 4 underneath. This is going to be Ja'iz Munfasil. An amanna. قالوا آمنا. So here آمنا again is a two count med. This is med badal because we see that there is the hamza and then the med letter is after the hamza. Normally we have the med letter and then we have hamza after, but in this case hamza is first and then the med letter comes next. So this is going to be med badal. Washhad, sheen is going to have tafashi, meaning that it is going to have a little bit of that like whistling sound. The mouth is going to feel a little bit full. That sound is kind of spreading throughout the mouth. Wash. So give it a little bit of that spreading throughout the mouth. And then had, dal is going to have qalqala. It's going to have a little bit of that bounce. It is part of qutb jad. So make sure you give it a little bit of that bouncing back. Washhad bi annana. Noon here is going to have ghunna. Make sure that you do give it proper ghunna from the nose. Bi annana. This is a two count med. Muslimun. This is going to be a four count, or you can do two, or you can do six count. This is madarid li sukun. When we stop at the end of an ayah and we give it a sukun, then that med can become a 2 or 4 or 6 count. I always do 4 counts, but depending on your recitation, you can choose 2, 4, or 6. This is not dependent on like the type of recitation you're doing, so it's not dependent on like Hafs and Asim. This is just dependent on your own personal style. So if you do recite a little bit slower, you can do 6. If you recite really fast, you can do 2. And then if you're just doing normally, you can just do 4. So I always do 4. The important thing is that once you have picked a number, you must stick with it. So if all of your added this sukun are 4 counts, throughout your recitation, they have to be 4 counts. Okay, so just make sure that you pick one and you stick with it in one sitting. And then ayah 112, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Wa again is a two count med. Riyuna, ra here is going to be light. And then ya here again is going to have that pressure on the roof of the mouth because it does have shadda. Hawariyuna, this is a two count med. Ya Isa, ya is a two count med. Ri is a two count med. Sa is a two count med. Make sure all of these are going to be consistent. Ya Isa bana, ba here is going to have qalqala, has a little of that bounce. Maryam, ra here is going to be heavy, so make sure that you make it heavy. And then it also has a little bit of that takrar, meaning that it has a little bit of that rolling of the tongue. Maryam has a little bit of that rolling, not too much. You don't want to emphasize it too much, but it is a natural sifat of this letter. Hal yastati'u, ta is going to be heavy. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Li is a two count med. Rabbuka, ra here is going to be heavy. Ay yunazzila alayna. Alay, this is going to be medlin, 1.5 count. Ma'idatan, alayna, this is two count med. And then ma'ida is going to be a four count med. We see that there is the alif med followed by a hamza within one word. So this is going to be med wajib muttasil. Muttasil because it is found within one word and it is wajib to recite in any recitation. Minas sama'i, this is again going to be a four count med. If we decide to stop here, then that hamza is going to have nabar. Make sure that you do not drop this hamza when you stop on this letter. When I say minas sama, give it a little bit of that nabar. Raise the voice a little bit. Give it some pressure on that hamza. Otherwise, what will happen is that if you do not give nabar, you do not give it proper pressure, this hamza will drop out. Minas sama. I don't hear that hamza at all. Now it has just become an alif med. So make sure that as you are coming from the jawf, as you are coming from that med, quickly switch down to your lower throat and give it a little bit of that jerkiness. Minas sama. A little bit of that jerkiness and raise the voice a little bit. This is going to make that hamza very emphasized. Qala taqullah. Qaf here is going to be heavy. Name of Allah here is also going to be heavy. The letter before it has dhamma. In kuntum mu'mineen. In is going to be ikhfa, kuntum, this is going to be ikhfa, mu'mineen, hamza here again is going to have a little bit of that jerkiness on the hamza. Make sure that you do emphasize that. And then we end here on a four count, mada'arid is sukun. Qalu, qaf is heavy, lu is going to be a two count med, qaf is also a two count med. Qalu, nuridu, ra here is going to be a two count med, and it is also light. And na'kula, hamza here is going to have a little bit of that jerkiness again for that hamza. Make sure that you do give it that sifat to make sure that it's obvious. Na'kula minha, ha is going to be a two count mad. وَتَطْمَئِنَّ طَ is going to be heavy. It also has قَلْقَلَ, it is قُطُب جَد, so give it a little bit of that bounce. قُلُوبُنَا, قَاف is going to be heavy. لُو is a two count mad. نَا is a two count mad. وَنَعْلَمَ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. So do give it a little bit of that. تَوَسُّط, قَدْ, قَاف is going to be heavy. دَال has قَلْقَلَ, has a little bit of that bounce. So make sure that you do give it that. صَدَقْتَنَا, صَاد is heavy. دَال here is going to connect with قَاف. صَدَقْتَنَا, دَال is light. So make sure that you don't make دَال heavy. So we're not saying صَدَقْتَنَا. Here دَال has become heavy. صَدَقْ, دَقْ. So dal is light, qaf is heavy. Qaf also has a little bit of that bounce because again, it is a letter of qalqala. So make sure that you go from heavy, light, heavy. صَدَقْتَنَا. Na is going to be a two count med. وَنَكُونُ عَلَيْهَا. Sorry, وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا. Here, عَلَيْهَا, this is going to be madlin. Again, one and a half. Ha is a two count med. مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Sha is going to be a two count med. And then we end here on مَدَعَدِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ, four count med. قال عيسى بن مريم, قاف is heavy, two count med. عيسى, عي is two count med. عيسى بن, but here is going to have قلقلة, it is part of قطب جد, give it a little bit of that bounce. مريم, رأ here is going to be heavy. اللهم, this is a two count med, and the name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has فتحة. ربنا, رأ here in this case is heavy. ربنا, this is a four count med. This is مد جائز منفصل. The مد and the همزة are in two separate words. أنزل, and then here علينا مائدة. علي, this is مدلين. نا is two count med. مائدة, four count med. Again, مد واجب متصل. It is found within one word. من السماء, again, مد واجب متصل. It is found within one word. تكون لنا. Both of these are four count med, by the way. تكون, this is going to be a two count med. لنا, two count med. عي is going to be two count med. عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا. Here, لنا, two count. آ, two count. This is مد بدل. نا, two count. را here in this case, in وآخرنا is going to be light and خا is heavy. وَآيَةَ مِنْكَ, this is again a two-count mad badal. وَآ مِنْكَ وَرُزُقْنَا, رَا here is going to be heavy. وَرُزُقْنَا, قَاف is heavy and it also has قَلْقَلَة, a little bit of that bounce. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, خَا is going to be heavy. And then here in خَي, this is مَدْلِين, رَا in this case is heavy. خَيْرُ رَازِقِينَ, again رَا is heavy, قَاف is going to be heavy, and then we end here on a four-count mad عَارِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. قال الله, name of Allah in the next ayah is going to be heavy. The letter before has fatha. Inni, this is a two count med. Munazziluha, two count med. Alaykum, madlin. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ, ra here in this case is going to be heavy. بَعْدُ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. Give it some tawassut. مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ. فإني, this is going to be مد جائز منفصل. It is a four count مد, and the مد and the همزة are in separate words, so it is going to be مد جائز. وعذبه عذابا, وعذبه two count, عذا two count. عذاب لا أعذبه, لا is going to be a four count مد جائز منفصل. وعذبه أحدا, here we see that this is a مد صلة كبرى. Madsila kubra. We see that there is that ha. This is a dhamir ha followed by a small letter wow. If this wow has a mad on top, it is kubra. If it does not have a mad, it is sughra. So what we are looking for is we are looking for that ha dhamir, and it should have a dhamma on top, which it does. So this is going to be madsila kubra. And again, it is going to be four count mad. Ahadam min al-alamin. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. This is a two count mad. And then here, when we stop, it is going to be mad'arid lis-sukun, and we are going to make this a four count mad. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah 111 to Ayah 115. And then inshallah, we'll stop here and in the next class, continue from the next ayah. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.